As we reported earlier, we visited Broken Bow, Nebraska this past week to hear from residents about how they're feeling about life in their community, with elections just more than 2 weeks away. Naturally, we learned much more than just about the present. The town dates back to the late 19th century, when two boys wandering along Muddy Creek found five pieces of a Pawnee Indian bow. Their father, Wilson Hewitt, had submitted an application to name a new post office and was inspired by his son's discovery. On November 4, 1880, the Broken Bow Post Office was christened. A piece of the original bow is still on display at the Custer County Historical Society. At the City Cafe, a Broken Bow resident told us more about the town's past and a brush with musical fame.
My name is Phil Gardner. I was born in Broken Bow in 1926. And Custer County had 29,000 people in 1930. And now we're down to 11,000 because the depressions and the drought and so forth. But there was a homely dance hall a mile south of Broken Bow, Bernard's Dance Hall, and Lawrence Welk and his orchestra from Chicago. They called him the Wrigley Hotsy Totsy Boys. It was a 9 or 10 piece orchestra. He played out here to this dance hall, and the Gardeners, there were 12 in that family, and they all loved to dance. And so when Lawrence Welk came, they'd been charging the gym 50 cents a couple. They had to ante it up to a dollar a couple. But Lawrence Welk played out there, and they'd been letting him play till 1 o'clock in the morning. They let him dance till 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning. The whole bunch came back here to the City Cafe. It was a one space north. Lawrence Welk put on an apron, went out in the kitchen, and cooked breakfast for about 50 or 55 people.
Phil Gardner spoke to us at the City Cafe in Broken Bow, Nebraska. Lawrence Welk's recording of Spiked Beer was provided by Rob Bamberger, host of Public Radio's Hot Jazz Saturday Night.